are you wishing to make a formal opening statement, or should I just swear you in and the city can begin its presentation regarding the formation of LID 3791?
Swear me in, sir.
Well, you know what? You're already under oath. I've already but I swear you in specifically 3790. If you raise your right hand, please. You swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this LID formation hearing for LID 3791 will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, go ahead then.
Thank you, sir.
Or 3971, I'm sorry, I've been messing up those numbers. My number dyslexia strikes again. So LID 3971, please go ahead, Mr. Rodriguez.
So this local improvement district is for an 8-inch wastewater main extension in East 48th Street from East D Street west to East C Street, and thence north and East C Street approximately 390 feet. On November 27th of 2019, her office was contacted by Mark Matthews. He was interested in the cost of extending the wastewater main to service property at 4609 East C Street. On December 3rd of 2019, we provided Mr. Matthews with an LID packet, which consists of a cover letter, which is our exhibit 2.1.
Would you like me to share screen again and have those exhibits up on the screen?
It would be helpful, yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, so let me get things situated for that. Let's see. All right, which exhibit do you want up on the screen now?
2.1.
All right, can you see that then?
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, boy. Big crash.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we've been doing these for months now, and it's the first time that's happened. But I guess it was bound to happen sooner or later. So I'm going to restart our recording, and I'm going to try to get our exhibits back. I think that's what does it to me is the share screen at some point just kind of crashes things. And that's, well, Adobe Acrobat's not going to cooperate there. I will try to get that back and see if we can't get things back on the screen. But for the sake of time, everybody's time, I guess, at this point, Mr. Rodriguez, why don't you go ahead and continue with your testimony. You wanted 2.1.
2.1, yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to just really tempt fate here, and I'm going to put the share screen back up. Hopefully it doesn't crash us again. If it crashes us again, I think we'll forego sharing the screen, but you can see your exhibit you wanted up now, I presume.
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, so go ahead and continue with your testimony, please.
Thank you, sir. So this was a cover letter for an LID packet to Mr. Matthews. So it had included the advisory survey 8634. It included frequently most asked questions, which is exhibit 2.3. A list of property owners with addresses, published phone numbers, parcel assessments, 2.4, and then example of annual assessment information based on an interest rate of 5% financed over a 20-year period of time, which is our exhibit 2.5. And we also provided decommissioning of a septic system, which is our 2.6. and a sample application of the septic amnesty program, which is 2.7. So in our cover letter, we asked that Mr. Matthews go out and circulate the advisory survey and obtain signatures from property owners representing at least 50% of the assessment. And so that would be a total value of $117,123.55. Mr. Matthews, on May 7th of 2020, returned advisory survey number 8634, which is our exhibit 3.2, with signatures representing 63.08% of the estimated total assessments. The LID office acknowledged receipt of the signed advisory survey with the majority support, and we penned the letter and provided that to Mr. Matthews, which is our exhibit 3.1. The Public Works Department and Environmental Services Department on October 6th requested the City Council to set a formation hearing time and date, which is our Exhibit 4. The City Council adopted Resolution 40660, which is our Exhibit 5, setting the formation hearing date for LID 3971 for October 26, 2020 at 5 p.m. The resolution was published on October 8th and 9th, 2020. Which are exhibits 6.1 and 6.2. Hearing notices with a link to the Zoom hearing were mailed to property owners of record on October 9th, which is our exhibit 7.1, 7.2, with a certificate of mailing signed by me, which is our exhibit 7.3. Included in the information that we provided the hearings examiner's office is a copy of the assessment roll, exhibit 8, which notes the parcel number, the taxpayer, mailing and site address, description of the property being assessed, estimated assessment amount based on a rate of assessable units of frontage of $305. City's Exhibit 9 is a copy of the assessment map, noting the property owner of record. And again, we have our map shaded with the green representing properties that paid and in lieu of assessment. Properties, the shading in red are properties that were assessed under a previous local improvement district. And the yellow shading indicates properties that extended the main at their expense and then donated that main to the City of Tacoma, so we credited their property. There are green stripes on the on properties, and which represents, again, 63% of the assessment amount signing the advisory survey. And in our Exhibit C1, it summarizes the information that I provided to you verbally. So extending the wastewater main from the structure at East 48th and East D Street will allow for a main deep enough so that the parcels can gravity into the main. The topography of the area is that it's higher at North 46th, slopes towards East 48th Street, and then slopes downwards towards East D Street. We have not surveyed the right-of-way, but when we do, we will ask to be able to enter onto private property so that we can survey the septic tanks, but more importantly, to survey the easterly property lines of those properties. Many of those properties are over 200 feet deep in depth, and can be short platted, so the depth of the main will be very crucial to them so that they can gravity into the sanitary main in East C Street. You will note that...
Mr. Rodriguez, will the ultimate depth of the line affect the assessment amounts at all or cost of the project?
It will not. We've already taken that into account, sir.
Okay.
Okay. There are three parcels that I should bring to your attention. The Dorsey parcel, which is south of 48th Street, and that's to the left of the map. It's partially shaded in green and unshaded. And I'm going to spell this name, R-O-H-D-E property. So that property is 304 feet in depth. The westerly 150 feet of that property paid in lieu of assessment. There's a structure on that. And so they are connected to the manhole in East 48th and D. This LID would provide wastewater service to the remainder of that property. The Holmes property, which is immediately to the north of that, or to the right, there's a structure on that, on the westerly portion of that property. They pay it in lieu of assessment, but this LID would then assess the remainder, or the easterly 204 feet of that property. And so we believe that there is a benefit to all of these parcels included within this local improvement district. On October 15th, our office received a call from Paul Holmes, and he inquired why his property was being assessed under this LID that he had previously paid and in lieu of assessment. So we had a conversation with him. We explained to him that the west 100 feet of his parcel was paid in lieu of assessment, and it left the easterly 204 feet subject to an LID assessment. His property and the property immediately to the north have an easement, and they're tied into the main out at 48th and East D Street. The sanitary sewer main in EC would provide direct access and a much shorter side sewer to those properties. And then prior to when the advisory survey was being circulated, and so this was prior to any official proceedings, I did receive a call from a Mrs. Dorsey, and her property was connected to the main out in East D Street. I don't recall if she had an easement or not, but that was done by permit. I couldn't find any record of her paying in lieu of assessment. There was a line that was extended in East 48th Street And so she reconnected her property to that line in East 48th Street. And at that time, she paid in lieu of assessment for the westerly 100 feet of her property. The easterly 65 feet, again, would be subject to either in lieu of assessment or an LID assessment, since that is a property that can be further subdivided. I included her within this local improvement district. And that concludes my comments for the moment.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop the screen share so I've got us on a little more easily. Just like last time, well, I'm going to go down our cast list right now. We've got 8 participants in the room right now. 2 are city staff, 3 are my staff. And then we have, I'm just reading the way I have them identified on the screen. I have Dorsey, I have Mark Matthews, I have Matt Fox. This it could be a little easier. Matt Fox, are you wishing to testify, ask questions, make comments as part of this proceeding this evening?
Yeah. Mr. Rodriguez mentioned that the surveying had not been totally completed.
Hang on. I'm just trying to identify people who are wanting to comment, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you. So you are wanting to have some mic time.
Sure.
All right. Mark Matthews, are you wanting to testify this evening?
Really don't have anything to say. I'm just kind of monitoring to see how things goes, and if I have any questions later, then I'll, address it.
Okay, well, we're moving into the portion where it would be the time to ask those questions, so that's why I ask. If you want, you can always ask the questions to Mr. Rodriguez after the proceeding, but if you want your questions or anything to be part of the record, it would be done now. And I guess before I do that, though, I'm going to back up and just ask the city if it has a motion to admit its exhibits C1 through C9, as well as all the subdivisions thereof, and have those made part of the record. Do you want to make that motion, Mr. Rodriguez?
Mr. Examiner, I would move that we'd be permitted to enter into the record all of our exhibits that we provided to your office.
All right, so C1 through C9, with all of the subparts as presently constituted, will be admitted and made part of the record. The party identified as Dorsey, I had a written chat comment from you earlier. Are you wishing to give verbal testimony as part of the proceeding tonight? And you've been unmuted, so I can hear you if you want to answer that question. Don't have to, just trying to get everybody identified who wants to. And I guess if you don't say anything, we'll take that as a no. All right. So in that order then, and Mr. Fox has already given me his email address, so thank you very much for that. We'll make sure you get a copy of the written recommendation when that issues. If you want to ask your questions or give your comment or testimony, whatever it is you have for us this evening, we'll go with you first, and then Mr. Matthews can decide if he wants to at that point, and we'll go from there. So, Mr. Fox, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Mr. Rodriguez had made a comment during his testimony about there's still some surveying left to do in order to give any kind of assurances that the properties will be able to gravity into the sewer line. Does that mean it's premature to assume that that will be the case?
Yeah, Mr. Fox has So the sanitary main, the depth of the sanitary main at 48th and East D Street is a little over 10 feet deep. There is 10 feet of elevation gain out by your property. I believe that there's a structure out there that was able to determine that the elevation of the right-of-way is 10 feet higher abutting your property than the rim of the manhole at East 48th and East D Street. So, you know, going at a standard 1% grade for an 8-inch main, that would make the sanitary main roughly, you know, 16, 17 feet deep abutting your property. Unless you have a system that is lower than that, you know, I think that you would be able to gravity into the main out in East C Street.
So what you're saying is that survey would maybe determine that?
That's correct.
So it's possible that the LID could be established before that's determined?
And that's typically the case, yes, sir.
Well, that's my concern, so I just wanted to make that known. Thank you.
Have you taken into account the depth considerations and possible changes to that and the estimated assessments at this point?
So I think where Mr. Fox, I believe that Mr. Fox is wanting to have a gravity system into the main out in East C Street. And based on the information that I have today, we should be able to do that. Obviously, a survey with elevations would confirm that. But again, discussing this with the design engineers and looking at the topography of the area and the depth of the manhole at 48th and D Street, you know, I mean, I can't guarantee it because we haven't surveyed it, but there's probably a 95% chance that he'll be able to gravity into that line. And so those have all been taken into account. The assessments have taken that into account. The assessments, the estimated cost of the project is assuming that it will be a very deep main in East C Street that'll be 15 to 17 feet deep.
Anything else, Mr. Fox?
I have nothing further.
All right, thank you. Mr. Matthews, made any call as to whether you have questions to pose, comments to make, testimony to give?
I can't think of anything right now.
I'll maybe check with you one more time before we're done, then, if we have the opportunity to do that. Next in line would be Dorsey. Any questions, comments, testimony to offer as part of the proceeding tonight? All right. Well, I have the written question that was posed earlier. I think Mr. Rodriguez has addressed that. In part at this point, if you're wishing to offer testimony, now would be the time. And Mr. Matthews, given that we don't have anybody else here, now would be your time too. This is what do they do in the wedding proceeding? Speak now or forever hold your peace, at least as to this proceeding. If the LID doesn't get formed, you have another public hearing prior to finalization of the assessment role. But for purposes of tonight, now is the time where or we'll be moving on to close.
So, I guess. guess I have a question now. So does that mean that the LID is formed and we'll be moving forward?
Well, that ultimately is the council's determination to make, and my role in it is to conduct the public hearing, hear what everyone has to say, you know, the city's presentation, potential occupants of the local improvement district, and then I make a written recommendation to the council, and the council decides to form it. The fact that it's been formed, you know, there's still miles to go before that LID gets finalized and the assessments get made, but the council would actually make the decision on formation with the assistance of my recommendation from having conducted the hearing.
Okay. How long does it take before you know whether or not the LID has been formed or, you know?
Very, very good question. And I'll let Mr. Rogers weigh in on that one if he wants to. But typically, I take about a week to 2 weeks to get that written recommendation together. Then it gets scheduled onto the city council's regular agenda. That's usually about a month out. So about a month and a half, and it'll be on the council's agenda for consideration as to whether whether it forms the LID or not. So about a month and a half.
Will there be another hearing, or will we get like a letter in the mail, or?
Not for formation. There won't be another hearing. This is it. Unless council remands it for things that it finds deficient somehow, but that's not usually the case. It usually doesn't send it back to me for additional, hearing and proceeding regarding the formation issue. Once the work is, if the LID is formed, once the work is done, there will be an additional hearing regarding finalization of assessments.
Okay.
And that won't be until after the work is done.
Okay.
So that's a ways down the road.
We probably into next year.
Yes, no doubt.
Okay.
Mr. Rodriguez, anything you want to add on that question just posed by Mr. Matthews?
No, I think your timing is spot on, Mr. Examiner. I think that what Mr. Matthews is concerned about is when is construction going to start? And so, you know, based on the information from tonight's hearing on both of these wastewater mains, I will let our design folks know that protest is considerably less than 50%. And so they can then start to schedule the survey crews and do whatever they need to do in order to start design on this project or on both of these projects. They're assuming that, and perhaps this is jumping to conclusions, and I shouldn't probably do that. Assuming that Evelyn Dorsey is protesting the formation of this local improvement district, her amount of protest would amount to 11.38%. 11.38% of the assessments, total assessments.
Yeah, and again, I just have you on the screen as Dorsey. So, Mr. Matthews, if you could give me your contact information in the using chat function, I'd sure appreciate that. Dorsey, if you're wishing to make a comment at this point, now is the time because we're ready to close otherwise. I'm having a real hard time hearing you. I heard that. And I do have your written comment that was put in the chat box earlier. That will be made part of the record, but if you're wishing to speak, now would be the time.
Yeah.
again, if Ms. I'm just going to say Dorsey because that's all I have. I don't have a first name. Because I'm having such a hard time hearing you, if you would like to submit additional written comment, I'm going to keep the record open for 2 days after the close of the hearing here for you to submit that, and I would ask you do that to my office email, which is hearing.examiner@cityoftacoma.org, and if I could get my hearing clerk to post that back up in the chat again, that would be fantastic. You can try to speak again, but I'm having a hard time hearing you. The only part I've gotten clearly thus far was that hello you threw out a little bit earlier.
Well,
it see, I can hear you speaking, but it's not intelligible. It's a mic problem, I think, on your end. If you know where your mic is that you're talking through, if you can get closer to that somehow. The other option is if you want to add to what you submitted earlier in the chat, you can submit that through email to my office. I see you're muted again now, so I'm gonna ask that you submit any additional comments that you have through the email, if you would do that, please. And if part of those comments are questions, please feel free to include those. And if you would, you don't have to CC Mr. Rodriguez. I will forward them on to them when they come in. If they come in, I'll give you 2 days to do that till close of business on, what would that be, Wednesday, I guess, this Wednesday, which would be the 28th. Mr. Rodriguez, do you have any additional rebuttal you want to add before we close?
No, sir, not at this time.
All right, do you have a formal closing statement you would like to make?
Formal closing statement would be based on the protests being less than 50%. It's the department's request that the local improvement district be recommended to the council for creation.
Okay, and this is even in spite of the role that Mr. Matthews played in getting the ball rolling on this, the city is considering this a city-initiated LID, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I'm wrong on that, feel free to. Just agree with me. That's perfectly fine. I'm just asking to try to clarify because, you know, there are kind of differences a little bit procedurally in how all that works to a certain degree. So
I mean, it's my understanding, Mr. Examiner, that, you know, the advisory survey was provided by the city of Tacoma to Mr. Matthews, who then circulated the advisory survey and obtained signatures from this property owner. So, you know, that in my mind is a neighborhood advisory survey. A city-sponsored survey is one where, in my mind, is where the city of Tacoma mails out opinion survey cards. Those cards are returned to our office. And then we determine, you know, what the level of support is. So,
So just bottom line it for me then, which one are we considering this one to be?
Well, again, you know, this would be the neighborhood advisory survey, policy. So this is not an opinion survey sponsored by the city of Tacoma.
City-initiated LID.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. And my apologies to to participant Dorsey. I'm sorry we couldn't hear you that well tonight. And my apologies for my crash out and having to come back in as well. But we've gotten to where we need to be at this point now. And I will thank you all for your participation. We've outlined the procedure that goes from here. I would guess probably about 2 weeks out, I will have the written recommendation done. And we'll get copies to that. I have Matt Fox's email. I have Mark Matthews' email in the chat. And participant Dorsey, if you can get me your comments in writing, that would be great. If you're wanting a copy of the recommendation, you could throw your email up into the chat box really quickly now, or I'll have that. I don't know, I may have that in some of the survey information already, but I don't recall. But if you could get that to me, we'll make sure you get a copy of the written recommendation that will go to council for its decision. And unless there's anything else that we need to address procedurally or otherwise, we will be ready to adjourn. Anything additional up in the chat. So last call for putting any email addresses up there. Thank you for your participation this evening, and with that we will be ready to adjourn and off the record. So wish you a good rest of your evening. Thank you.
Have a good evening.